Watford City is going to be part of a super cool rural docuseries called My Town. And season two premiere is November 2nd. And Watford City, our dear, awesome little engine that could, Watford City, is being featured. It is filmmaker Corey Heppel that's making all this happen. Three-time Emmy Award-winning documentarian, TV anchor, grew up in a small town in western Minnesota, so knows this story well, the beauty, the genius of small towns. Corey Heppel, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, good to see you again. In fact, you and I were sitting together in Watford City when all of this kind of sparked.
The big announcement. You're exactly right. You went in obviously knowing about Watford, but what did you come away with about Watford City?
Yeah, well, in our series is called My Town, and it's based on all these popular misconceptions, and you talk about it on your show all the time, but these negative stereotypes that are associated with small towns, and you see them played out everywhere. In fact, it's been a long-standing sort of a public narrative about small town USA, and that you can't in small town USA, that dreams go to die there, that all these small towns are dying. And Scott, it's just not the truth. Like there's so much data to support all this growth in rural America, including since the 1970s, the rural population has grown by 11%. Since the pandemic, we've seen more and more young people move to small towns at the highest rates we've ever seen. And so small towns are growing and rural America is growing. And so me being from a small town in western Minnesota in Pahrump, we started this, documentary series, My Town, with a mission about 3 years ago. But when it pertains to Watford City in particular, honestly, I didn't know anything about it outside of, hey, there's this small town that is in the fastest growing county in the United States. Why is it growing so fast? Like, what is happening there? And of course, the only story that is portrayed is oil, right? So let's go and figure this out. Like, but why are people going there? And then ultimately, Scott, I think even a better question is why did people stay? This is a small town that has continued. It grew fast, but yet families have chosen to make their lives there. And that's the answer we wanted to find out. And we found it out in this episode.
Yeah, so good. And you're going to do a bunch of these. And I love Watford. I'm coming for the premiere. Quickly talk about that, because we should let folks know they can participate and see this literally at a premiere at the Six Shooters Theater, right?
It's going to be amazing. Saturday night. Yeah, I think 5 o'clock in Watford City. I know they've got 130 people already registered at least. So reserve your spot. So a local red carpet screening, the worldwide premiere before it gets released online on Sunday night, November 2nd at 6:30.
And by the way, Pahrump, Minnesota, similar, thanks to Kenny Nelson. He's the oil, if you will, of Pahrump. Love that guy. Barrel of Fun, Kenny's Candies, Tuffy's Dog Food. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. I forget all of he's 80 plus, and just an amazing man. That town is so cool, too. But you're doing, after Watford, Rock Valley, Iowa. I've been there because I grew up in Laverne as a youngster. Watertown, another cool place. St. Joseph, Minnesota, love, love, love. Sadly, most famous for Jacob Wetterling and that whole mess, but really a neat little town outside of St. Cloud. Grand Island, Nebraska, don't know it well. Chamberlain, South Dakota. Linton, North Dakota, great one. I mean, Linton, great things happen in Linton. And Fairmont, Minnesota are this year's stop on season two. And, 2.1 million views now from people in 44 states and 40 countries just from 10 months of streaming. So you're like crushing it with this, right? People are seeing this in numbers that far exceed MSNBC or CNN.
Well, so far we're just really proud of being able to tell these stories, because we want these communities to be able to own their story and tell the authentic, true story of themselves. So we couldn't be more thankful, but we're not surprised. We're not surprised that this is landing with an audience. And I think what it says is in just 10 short months, Scott, that there are people out there that are just really excited about these rural stories, and that there's so much positive things that are happening here. And it's not all doom and gloom. In fact, there's so many different reasons why talented people choose this lifestyle. And we want to show why, and how we do it is Through each episode, we tell three different perspectives within the context of one story, and we weave them all together to show a complete, a complete story of that particular community. And what I think people really attach themselves to is, for instance, like in Watford City, I go out branding. Like, I'm on a ranch, I'm driving cattle, and I'm branding cattle. Look at me. I have no idea, you know, what this is all about or why they do it. But, you know, we kind of give a little bit of history through it. But the audience goes through this with wide eyes because 99.9% of people haven't done this. And I'm the same way. I'm looking around like, wait, you making me go on a horse here? I have to, like, wrestle a calf? And so I cannot wait for people to see this episode in Watford City because there's so much to be proud of in that community.
By the way, you should come at calving season. That'll open your eyes, too. I've done that before. We're like totally dummy city kid here, like, oh, what? I'm watching a calf be born? And then you just grab the beauty of a little, you know, little colt trying to get its feet underneath them and fall down. And it's just all these stories are like daily life to these people. But like you say, we don't know them. And now you open up to millions of people. It's just so cool. I have another one for season three, and I'll make it happen for you, okay? Harwood, North Dakota, a little bedroom community outside Fargo, now participating in the whole data center world. We call them intelligence factories. Yeah. But, you know, it's about to change that town in a big way. That brings tons of opportunity and, you know, all kinds of things. But it's also, you know, cement trucks and disruption and like literally a million square foot facility. But a lot of that is happening fast because of that's what is needed. So we'll talk about that in Watford, but I'd love that to be the next one. And I can't wait for season three, and season two hasn't even started. You know, this is wholesome stuff, folks. This isn't garbage on TV. This fills your buck. It'll bring you back to your hometown. I'm with you on small towns. It's cathartic. It's leaving the circus of Minneapolis, which you've worked in for decades, and doing this. And is this your thing now, or are you still doing other stuff? Because this is unbelievable. This could be your life here, right?
It is. It is my life. I live, work, and breathe it, Scott. You know, this isn't like we go to Watford City and show up with a camera for 3 days and see what we get. We're already started on season three for next season. This is, you know, you and I were sitting there together in late August of 2024. And that's when we first started talking with Watford City about, you know, coming to profile Watford City, which is now the episode is finally coming out. So it's really like about a year before the episode comes out. So there's a lot of work that goes into this because, as the song says, waiting on the world to change, Watford City didn't wait on the world to change. It has continued to evolve along with it.
Yeah, it's so great. You are an artist, a cinema storyteller, obviously, but a cinematographer in the middle of that as well. By the way, go to Simple Tix, T-I-X, Simple Tix, if you want tickets. See you there Saturday. Corey, keep up the great work. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. Thank you.